Bible.
使徒行传
Acts.
第二十六章
Chapter 26.
我们看第十六节
Verse 16.
我想这段话是我们扫罗就是保罗在大马士遇见的这位荣耀的主对他讲的话
This paragraph is spoken by Paul as he was met on the way to Damascus.
我们看第十六节是二十六章十六节我来念好了你起来站着我特意向你显现要派你做这事做见证将你所看见的事和我要将要指示你的事证明出来我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手
Verse 17.
我差你到他们那里去要叫他们的眼睛得开从黑暗中归向光明从撒旦的权下归向神从撒旦的权下归向神
Verse 18.
因信我得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同的基业第十九节
Verse 19.
亚基伯王啊我骨子没有违背那从天上来的意象先在大马色后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦劝勉他们劝勉他们应当悔改归向神行事与悔改的心相称劝勉他们应当悔改归向神行事与悔改的心相称我想这是我们得救的一个条件
This is the condition to our salvation as Paul says hereWe should that, repent, turn to God, and do work befitting repentance.
这是我们称义的生命的一个条件。
This is also the condition to our justification to receive life.
应当悔改，归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
Repent, turn to God, and do work befitting repentance.
因此犹太人在殿里拿住我，想要杀我。
Verse 21.
好，我们就念到这里。
We just pause here from the scripture reading.
我们再来念彼得。
And now go on to
First
Peter chapter 4.
我们看第十七节。
Verse 17.
请你念好了。彼得前书第四章第十七节。
1 Peter 4:17. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?
Verse 18.
Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, what will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good as to a faithful Creator.
因为时候到了，审判要从神的家开始。
For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God.
我们最后念一出雅各书放到前面，雅各书。
Now, lastly, we will read the book of James. Could you please turn forward?
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们念两段。
We will read two paragraphs here.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
你们中间的征战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们百体中战斗之私欲来的吗？你们中间的征战斗殴从哪里来的呢？不是从你们百体中战斗之私欲来的吗？我们跳过来，我们看第四节。
Now we drop down to chapter 4, verse 4.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？ 所以凡相要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。我想这些话都是对着神的百姓讲的，对着教会讲的。
All these two verses were spoken to the church of God, to his people.
特别是在这个末后的一个时代。
Especially in this end time.
你们像经上所说的是突然的吗？神住是住在我们里面的灵，所以这里看得很清楚，是对着我们讲的。
Verse 5 says it so clearly. Do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us?
神所是住在我们里面的灵，这是一个重生的人。
Now, he who has the spirit who dwells in him is a person who's been born again.
是怜爱赐予基督吗？但他是更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人。第七节。故事你们要顺服神，无要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Verses 6 and 7。
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，当然又是对着我们说的。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。我们要守戒，我们要心清。
Verse 8, here it says, you sinners, so this verse speaks to us, and we should purify our hearts. All of us need to have clean hands and pure hearts.
我在这里想到诗篇第24篇，那里有句话说，
Now I recall in Psalm 24,
谁能够登耶和华的山呢？谁能够站在你的圣所呢？接下来就说，就是守戒。心清的人。
Verse 20, Psalm 24 declares, Who can ascend the hill of God to stand in the tabernacle of God? Those who have pure hearts and clean hands.
守戒心清的人。
Those who have clean hands and pure hearts.
你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，这是一个悔改的一个心，悔改的一个灵。
Verse 9,
悲哀。哭泣。
The man born and weep speak of the spirit, the heart of repentance.
将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁烦。无要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你升高。
Verse 10.
我们低头祷告。
Please bow your head and have a word of prayer.
主啊，当我们来到你宝座荣耀主的跟前，
Lord, as we come to your throne, the precious, glorious Lord,
求主不要审问我们。
Oh, may the Lord not judge us.
没有一个人活在你面前的是完全圣洁的。
For no one living before you is holy, totally holy.
求你不要纪念我们的罪愆。我们的过犯。
May you not remember our trespasses and our sins.
你若纪念我们这些，我们就无法站立在你的跟前。
For if you remember all these, we shall not be able to stand.
就求主今天早晨，你怜悯你的仆人。
O Lord, this morning may you have mercy on your servant.
让他真是能够守洁心清的侍立在你的跟前。
So that with clean hands and pure heart, he's able to stand before you.
能够听你说话。
To speak for you.
代表你说话。
To utter your words representing you.
何等需要你的宝血。
Oh, how I need your precious blood.
何等需要你的膏油。
And your holy anointing.
何等需要你的怜悯。
And your mercy.
何许需要你的恩典。
How I need your grace.
主，愿你的话充满他。
Oh Lord, may you fill him with your word.
愿你的恩典充满他。
Fill him with your grace.
愿你的爱充满他。
And fill him with your love.
愿你的圣灵充满他。
May your Holy Spirit fill him.
愿你的能力充满他。
May you empower him.
愿你自己充满他。
May you yourself fill him.
与他的灵合而为一。
Be united with his spirit.
让他每一句话都是出于你的圣灵。
So that every word of his is from the Holy Spirit.
把翻译的姊妹交在你的手中。
Lord, we also commit the sister who translates for you into your hands.
让我们被一个圣灵感动。
May we all be moved by one spirit.
把我们中间所有的你儿女 蒙爱的儿女都带到恩主的跟前。
And also we also bring all of your beloved in our midst.
也给我们有一个受教的耳朵。
Give us the ears that we could hear.
愿你的道能够栽种在我们这个好土里面。
May your word be planted into the good soil of our heart.
往下扎根。
So that the word will take root deeply and bear fruit upward.
主与我们同在。
Lord, be with us all.
与我们同在。
Be with us all.
来到我们的中间。
Come into our midst.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we simply look unto you.
给我们一个敬畏的灵。
Give us the spirit of fear.
给我们一个敬拜的灵。
Give us the spirit of worship.
这是一个可畏的地方。
This is an awesome place.
我神在我们。
For God is in our midst.
我们都能够乘着虔诚敬畏的心，照着你所喜悦的，我们在这里侍奉敬拜我们的神。
So that we could serve the worship God with reverence and godly fear to please you.
让你得着荣耀。
So that you will be glorified.
等候仰望你。
Lord, we wait for you and we look unto you.
与我们同在。
Be with us all.
将你的荣耀、你的作为再次地向我们显现。
Reveal your glory, your deeds to us one more time.
主使我们的心再次向你回转。
To turn our hearts one more time to you.
这个时候我们向你回转，你就转向我们。
Whenever we return to you, you will return to us.
你就复兴我们。
You will revive us.
感谢主。
Lord, thank you.
你是良善的主，正直的神。
You're the good Lord, you're the God of righteousness, you are the compassionate God.
你本为善，你的慈爱永远长存。
You are good and your mercy endures forever.
荣耀都归给你。
May all the glory be unto you.
祝福归给我们。
Blessing to all of us.
用祷告祈求仰望等候是耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask and wait for you and hope in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
啊、我想我今天还是继续与弟兄姊妹、交通第六讲的、你们当预备迎接你们的神。
Today we will still consider together prepare to meet your God. This is my sixth sharing.
我想我们应该改一改，我们当准备迎接我们的神。
Or better, we should prepare ourselves to meet our God.
我们都记得这是在阿摩斯第四章。
We all remember this verse is from Amos chapter 4.
我上个月同弟兄姊妹交通到施洗约翰的事。
Last month I shared with you all on the matters of John the Baptist.
我想施洗约翰是神所拣选的一个器皿。
John the Baptist is a vessel chosen by God.
神不但拣选他。
Not only does God choose him,
让他能够为准弥赛亚预备道路
so that he could prepare the way for the Messiah,
在弥赛亚面前做开路的先锋
he could be a pioneer before the Messiah to prepare his way,
并且他也能够为做主预备那些何用的百姓就是准备迎接主来的那些百姓
And also he made ready a people for God, those people who are waiting for his return.
所以他的信息很简单。
Therefore, his message is so simple.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent.
并且他做了很美的见证，是超越时代的一个见证。
And also, he bore such a wonderful testimony, which transcended all ages.
他见证我们的弥赛亚，我们的主，那是神的儿子，是神的羔羊。
He testified that Messiah, our Lord, is the Son of God, the Lamb of God.
他第一次来不是定我们的罪，第一次来不是来审判这个世界。
When he came the first time, he did not come to condemn our sins or judge the world.
他第一次来是叫我们因着他得着生命。
He came the first time so that we could receive life through him.
我们能够蒙到拯救。
So that we could be saved.
他也见证。
He also testified,
我们的主弥赛亚来是用灵和火来给我们施浸。
Our Lord Messiah came to baptize with spirit and with fire.
他来是用水悔改的洗，用水给我们施浸，悔改叫我们。
He came to baptize us with water unto repentance.
但是他讲到这位弥赛亚，神的儿子，他来是用他的灵，用火。来给我们施浸。
John the Baptist baptized us with water unto repentance, but the Son of God came to baptize us with a spirit and fire.
这里很清楚的给我们看到弥赛亚来的有两次，第一次来是用圣灵给我们施信。
Therefore, we see here clearly that there are two advents of the Messiah. The first time when he came, he baptized us with the Holy Spirit.
他为我们死，他为我们复活，为我们升天，降下他的灵来。
He died for us, he rose for us, and he sent down his Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵就建造他的教会。
And this Holy Spirit will build up his church.
我们知道他第二次来要用火。
But we know that when he comes the second time, he will baptize us with fire.
火是讲到审判。
Fire speaks of judgment.
我们记得以赛亚书第四章，以赛亚怎么讲的？我要用焚烧的灵、审判的灵、公义的灵来除去西安女子的一切的污秽。
Isaiah chapter 4 declares that I will purge.Wash away all the filth of Zion, all the daughters of Zion, with the spirit of burning and spirit of judgment.
把这些污秽都能够除去，把这些杂质、残渣都能够洗干净。
God will wash away, purge all the dross, all the filthiness.
弥赛亚第二次来，不但要审判以色列百姓，他要审判他的教会，要洁净他的教会。
So when Messiah comes the second time, not only would he judge Israel, but also he would judge his church.
审判要从神的家开始。
So judge will begin at the house of God.
所以他来不但用水，不但用圣灵，他要用火，有一天来审判。
Therefore, he judges us not only with spirit, but also with fire someday.
他也见证到我们的主耶稣就是新郎，教会就是信父。娶新郎娶新妇的就是新郎，这里也给我们看见两次，弥赛亚第一次来是来寻找他的新妇，建造他的教会，第二次来他是来迎接他的新妇。
And John the Baptist also mentioned that it is the bridegroom who marries a bride. Therefore he teaches that when the Lord comes the second time, he's looking for his church, his bride.
施洗约翰的见证是何等的一个超时代的见证。
So brother and sister, the testimony of John the Baptist simply transcends all ages.
他的信息很简单。
His message is so simple.
就是要悔改，天国近了。
That is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们所处的是一个接近主第二次再来的一个时代。
Brothers and sisters, today we are in this age when the Lord is coming the second time.
我上次讲了，我们怎么才算是一个预备好迎接主来的何用的百姓呢？
Last time I mentioned, what are we to become people made ready for the Lord's second coming?
我不但自己预备，还能够为主预备那些合用的百姓，就是也同我们一样的来预备迎接主再来的这些百姓。
Not only should we prepare ourselves, but we should also make ready other people like us, ready for the Lord's second coming.
在这个幕后的时代，到底我们的见证是什么？
Therefore, in this end time, exactly what is our testimony?
我们的见证是不是同施洗约翰有些不一样？
Is our testimony somehow different from that of John the Baptist?
我们今天要向世人所传的信息是什么样的信息？
What is the message today we want to preach to the world?
是不是还有什么主意交托我们新的那一些信息来传讲？
Is there any new message that God has entrusted to us to preach?
我想虽然两千年来了，
I believe, although 2,000 years have passed,
这个见证还是这个三个见证。
The testimony is still composed of three parts.
我想这可能我要到幕后的一次我们来这个交通。
This same testimony, I suppose I would like to share on them in my last sharing.
我们的信息还是这几句话：天国近了，你们应当悔改。没有改变，一点都没有改变。我们要加重这个信息：悔改，悔改，悔改。
Therefore, our message remains the same: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Actually, we need to emphasize this: repent, repent, and repent.
两千年前，我们的施洗约翰传的悔改的信息。
2,000 years ago, the message that John the Baptist preached about repentance.
在末世世的第一世纪的末了，我们看见约翰在巴马岛上写的书信，那里所讲的信息也是悔改，向着七个教会、五个教会，要他们悔改、悔改。这是第一世纪的末了。
And at the end of the first century, the Apostle John shared his message to all five churches in Asia. Asia, the same message: repent, repent, and repent.
两千年的今天，我们向着教会、向着神儿女所传的信息。悔改还要加强悔改。
2,000 years later, today, the same message is being preached to the church. Repent upon repent.
当然，向着不信的人，也同样的一个信息，天国近了，他们需要悔改。
Of course, to non-believers, this is the same message that you need to repent for the kingdom of God is at near.
弟兄姊妹，你看看2000年来，这个世界变成一个什么样的一个世界？
Brothers and sisters, take a look at the world for over 2,000 years. What kind of world it has turned into?
整个世界包括神的教会。
The whole world includes the Church of God.
是越来越黑暗，越来越昏暗，混乱，罪恶越来越多，越来越淫乱。
It goes darker and darker, more sinful and more lustful.
教会中间不义的、不圣的、不洁的事越来越多。
More and more unholy and unrighteous things abound in the church.
我们离开神也越来越远。
And more we drift away from God.
不但是世人离开主越来越远，我们也同样的离开了我们这位圣洁的神越来越远。
Not only does the world depart from God more and more, it applies to us, the believers also. More and more we're being far away from Him.
所以我们看见两千年前不信的人需要悔改，教会要悔改，两千年后的教会，两千年后的这些不信的世界更需要悔改。
Therefore, we know 2,000 years ago, non-believers and the church needed to repent. Today, more and more, the church and people need to repent.
我们需要，所以需要悔改，我们马上要见到我们的神。
The reason that we need to repent is because very soon we will see our God.
保罗在哥林多后书第五章他说
Paul at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he says,
我立了个志向就是要讨主的喜欢。
I make it my aim that I want to please the Lord.
因为我们众人都要站在基督台前，我们要受审判。
For we all will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We will be judged.
这个时间已经很近了。
This time has been so close.
所以我们需要悔改。
Therefore, we need to repent.
我们需要悔改。我们刚才念的彼得前书第四章，看见审判要从神的家开始。
We need to repent also because the verse we just read in 1 Peter, the judgment begins at the house of God.
弥赛亚来。那个审判的火先向着教会。
When the Messiah comes, the fire of judgment is first kindled toward the church.
然后是以色列国。
And then the nation of Israel.
然后是列国万民。
And then all the nations and peoples.
所以我们要赶快的悔改。
Therefore, quickly repent.
我们刚刚念的罗马书第十三章，弟兄给我们念的。
And also Romans chapter 13 that our brother just led us to read.
我们现在是应该睡醒的时候了。
It is the high time now. We should wake out of sleep.
因为我们知道我们的救比出信的时候更近了。
For we know our salvation is nearer than when we first believed.
我们知道这个得救就是我们身体的得赎，我们得到荣耀的时候更近了。
We know this salvation means that our bodies will be redeemed to receive glory. This time draws closer now.
比任何一个时代更近了。
It's nearer than any time before.
所以我们应该睡醒了。
Therefore, wake up from your sleep.
黑夜一生白昼将近了。
The night is far spent and the day is at hand.
我们就一个晚上睡过了，马上就要天亮了。我们应该来说已经睡醒了。
We slept already at night and the dawn is coming. We had our sleep. It's time to wake up.
我们知道晨星马上就要出现了。
And we know that the morning star will soon appear.
所以保罗说你们要脱去那暧昧的行为。
Therefore Paul said, cast off your works of darkness.
你们要戴上光明的兵器。
Put on the armor of light.
什么是暧昧的行为？
What are the works of darkness?
就是他后面所讲的，你们不可荒言醉酒，不可淫乱，不可正经嫉妒。
Those are being spelled out in what he said following, like you should not live in lust, in lewdness, not in drinking, revelry, drunkenness, not in strife, not in envy. All these are dark matters, cannot be seen by others. Not to say you cannot stand before God, even before man, you can, those things cannot be seen.
弟兄姊妹, 这些暧昧的行为, 我们都要除掉,
so brothers and sisters, that's all. Cast off all these works of darkness.
戴上光明的兵器,
put on the armor of light.
弟兄姊妹，这光明兵器是什么？
Brother and sister, what is this armor of light?
后面讲得很清楚, 我们要披戴基督。
It says so clearly, the verse continues on, put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要穿上基督。
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们的兵器。
He is our weapon.
他是我们征战的兵器。
He is our weapon of warfare.
和谁征战?
Whom do we fight with?
我想这是一通以弗所第六章有些不一样。第六章哪里讲穿戴神所赐给我们的全副军装，是同谁征战？是同那些执政的、掌权的、管辖那冤案世界的，在哪里征战？撒旦征战的，同他的恶者在哪里征战？
Now the warfare in Romans 13 is a bit is somehow different from the warfare in Ephesians 6, where Paul advises us to put on the full armor of God. Whom are we fighting with in Ephesians chapter 6? We're fighting with principalities, the powers, the thrones, the dominions, all the rulers of this dark age, the wicked spirit of a host in the heavenly places.
这里的征战就是加拉太书第五章所讲的，是圣灵和我们的情欲在哪里征战，同我们的私欲在哪里征战，同我们的那一个肉体在哪里征战。
That's what Galatians chapter 6 says, that we are fighting against our lust, our desires, our flesh.
这里讲的光明的兵器披上，就是披戴基督来同他征战。
And here to put on the armor of the Lord Jesus Christ to fight with your flesh.
一个是光明的，一个是黑暗的。
One is dark, the other is bright.
我们的基督他就是光。
Our Christ is light.
主耶稣说，我就是世上的光，光来到世界，世人的行为是恶的，不爱光，反而爱黑暗。
Lord Jesus says, I am the light. I come to the world. The world does not like the light, but loves the darkness.
凡作恶的就恨光，就不来救光。
He who does wickedness does not want to come to the light because his dark deeds are being exposed, rebuked. Therefore, we see that Christ is the light. All our works of darkness stand stark contrast with the light. How can we overcome our flesh? Only by putting on Jesus Christ. What does it mean to put on Christ? That is simply to live according to Him, by Him. So that He could simply be lived out from us.
今天基督虽然我们已经住在我们的里面，但是他没有在我们里面有地位。
Although today Christ does live in us, however, He does not have His rightful position.
什么时候你能够凭他而活，你就看到你这个兵器披戴基督，就能够对抗我们那些暧昧的行为。
Anytime you're able to live by Him, then you will know that when you put down Jesus Christ, you'll be able to stand against the devil. To stand against your flesh, you'll be able to cast off all your works of darkness and live out this work of light.
所以我觉得罗马书第十二章这一章圣经应该就直接的连在这一段经文后面。
So I believe that this passage in Romans 12 should directly be tied to this passage, this verse in Romans 13.
特别是罗马书第十二章的第九节开始。
Especially starting from verse 9 of chapter 12 of Romans.
这里都是光明的行为。
All these are the works of a lie.
是同的暗昧的行为是对立的。
They stand contrast against this work of darkness.
我们在这里看到，我们要彼此相爱，切实的相爱，不可以虚假。
Here we see that
不要虚假。
let the love among brethren without hypocrisy. We shall love one another fervently.
恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
We need to abhor what is evil, cling to what is good.
我们看见这个是同真经之度是对立的那个暗夜的行为。
So we know that these works of the darkness simply stand against the light of Christ.
我们应当切实的彼此相爱，不要虚假。
We need to love one another fervently without hypocrisy.
我们应当谦卑，不要自以为聪明。
We need to humble ourselves. Do not think wise in your own opinion.
并且我们看见从这一段经文，我们看到了我们对那些这个我们的那些淫乱的行为，我们那个这个荒淫醉酒的行为也是对立的。
And also from this verse, we know we should not wish to stand against any life or work of lewdness, of flesh, of lust and rivalry or drunkenness.
我们看见十二章说，我们务要兼顾，就是多做主工，对不对？我们要殷勤的、不懒惰的、多多的做主的工。
And also from chapter 12, we should work diligently for the Lord, not being moved by anything.
不要懒惰。
Do not be lazy.
不要荒宴醉酒，荒宴醉酒就一天到晚的这个吃酒快乐。 在那里享受，我们没有时间享受，我们要多做主工。
Do not involve in drunkenness or revelry, which means that you just drinking, enjoy yourself every day. No, we do not have that time. We need to abound in the work of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看看神的儿女的光景，看看教会的光景。
Brothers and sisters, let's take a view of today, all the brethren in the churches.
我们是不是真的需要悔改？
Do we really need to repent?
我在前一段时间，我打开TV看见一个Jimmy Swaggart，大概你们都知道这位传道人。
Not long ago, I watched the television and saw the broadcast about Jimmy Swaggart.
还有我们知道过去还有一个 James Baker.
And also, you probably know this. James Baker.
In the past,
when I first came to the States, I recognized that these two preachers being so popular. But then later we know that they disappeared because of sex scandal.
但是前几个礼拜我突然也看见他又出现了.
But just a few weeks ago, again I saw Jimmy Swaggart appeared again. I believed for 10 plus years I did not see him. Yes, he did look much older. But still, his preaching was powerful. Still, he presided over a mega church. He had a big pulpit, red, and all the people around him, probably over thousands of people. And I at first I felt kind of strange. How come he appeared again? And still preached with power. And then the second thought came to me. I believe it is because of God's mercy.
你所要的祭乃是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤的灵，痛悔的心，你不轻看。
Just as in Psalm 51, David said that the sacrifice of God is a contrite heart, a contrite broken heart, spirit God will not despise.
若是我们的弟兄他真是悔改忧伤了。
If our brother really repented, really grieved about his sins, our God is still able to use him.
我看见他讲了一些，他说今天呢，有65%的传道人和基督徒，他们沉醉在这个internet里面的那个所谓的色情的东西。
And he mentioned that today 65% of both preachers and believers simply are indulging in the pornography in internet.
65%-68%。
65 to 68%. So Jimmy Swagger said they cover their sins by worshiping and serving God.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 这就是罗马书第13章所讲的,
brothers and sisters, this is exactly what Romans 13 says.
淫乱,
lewdness, drunkenness, revelry, and lust.
这是今天在教会神的儿女中间普遍的现象。
This is such a widespread condition among God's churches today.
所以 James Wiggins说, 我不玩电脑,同我一样。
Therefore, Jimmy Swagger said, I do not touch the internet just like I don't.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, why is I don't touch play with the computer?
我是电脑网啊,我的电脑忙。
I am internet illiterate.
我不是怕这些事情的东西。
It's not that I'm afraid of this.
我觉得一个传道人没有必要用电脑。
It's not that I'm afraid of this pornography, but it's my personal thinking that preachers have no need of this computer. Especially preachers. Of course, today as a lot of people work with computers because the computer does bring a lot of convenience to their work. How could a preacher have any time to play with the computer?
我想这个电脑对着我们来讲最方便的那就是有什么message能够通过这个电脑能够转播给我们。
To us, the most convenience the computer offers is to spread the message quickly to all people.
那就是email,
that's email.
我觉得这个也没有需要嘛，对，我们可以打一个电话也多方便的。
But even to me personally, it's not necessary. How about just pick up the phone and call?
所以我对我同工说，你不要用电脑来给我这个email，你打电话给我。
Therefore, I told my coworkers, don't email me, just call me.
弟兄姊妹，今天因着这个电脑叫我们弟兄姊妹之间的那一个关系啊，越来越疏远了。本来电话里面还可以听见你的声音，现在声音都听不到，就是看见这个电脑的那一个。
Brothers and sisters, today this computer has so alienated our relationships with one another. We used to be able to hear each other's voice, but now, no, with computer, you don't hear anything. Telephones afford this enough convenience to us already. Do we need to be more convenient?
特别是这些青年人，我也不知道他们为什么要拿着这些电脑放不下这些电脑。我不知道为什么对他们来讲有这么样的需要。
It's especially baffling to me that our young people cannot let go of computers. It seems they are so indispensable.
因为我不懂电脑，可能有这个特别的需要，我不知道。
Well, since I do not understand computers, maybe there is some significance there.
因为这个太危险了，今天。
However, this is a computer is so dangerous today.
我上个礼拜TV里我还看到在这个朝鲜的一个教会，一位宣教士是美国人。 他也讲到这个问题，他说今天美国有45%的传道人是沉醉在这个色情的电脑里面。
Last week, I also saw this Korean broadcast. This preacher is an American, but he says at least today 45% of people are the preachers are simply indulged in this sexual promiscuity.
弟兄姊妹,
oh, brothers and sisters, what a dreadful thing this
年轻人,
is. Brother, young people, if you have to use a computer, I advise you, before you use it, pray first.
同主一起来看,
use the computer together with your Lord.
让主在你的灵里与你合一的来看。
So that the Lord, in union with your spirit, and then you read the message on the computer.
可能可以避免一些问题。
Maybe you can avoid all possible problems.
不要以为我们属灵。
Don't do everything that we are spiritual.
我们带属灵，我们肉体的情欲有需要。
Brother and sister, no matter how spiritual we might be, but this lust inside us has its need.
它需要吃，它需要喝。
It needs to eat and to drink.
关心它。
It needs the care.
他需要你来关心他。
He needs you to care about.
但是我们神的儿女应当怎么样呢？
But as children of God, what should we do?
我们不欠他什么。
We owe it nothing.
保罗在罗马书说，我们不欠肉体任何的债。
Paul says so in Romans that we owe nothing to our flesh.
我们完全可以不要顾他。
Completely, totally, we simply disregard it.
让他饿死，让他渴死。
Let it die of hunger, let it thirst,
thirst to death.
Beloved, we should not make provision for our flesh to fulfill its lust.
让我们披戴基督。
Instead, put on Christ.
穿上了光明的兵器。
Put on, take up this armor of light.
能够把这些暗昧的行为能够除掉。
So that we can cast off all these works of darkness.
今天的教会，今天神的儿女来到教会做什么？
Today, in today's church, when God's children come, what do they do?
荒言醉酒。
They indulge themselves in drunkenness and revelry.
什么叫荒言醉酒？
What is drunkenness and revelry?
我记得我一开始讲到阿摩斯书，当时的以色列百姓就落在这个光景中。
I remember the in the beginning sharing, I talked about the people at the time Amos. That's exactly the state they fell in.
他们很喜欢过节。
They just love to hold fast.
为什么他那么喜欢就过节这些百姓
？They love all these festivals. Why?
他们不知道这些 feast 有它的属灵的。
They did not understand all the feasts have their spiritual meaning to them.
他们只知道欢乐、吃喝、快乐、享受。
They just enjoy themselves in drunkenness, in revelry.
所以他们制造很多的药器、唱啊、跳啊，在那里娱乐。
Therefore, they made so many musical instruments. They jump, they just enjoy themselves.
我们看见神西装阿摩斯怎么责备他们。
And we see how God rebuked all these people through Amos.
你要是没今天牧师的教会就是这个样。
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly the condition of the church at end time.
神的儿女来到教会是来 enjoy, 来 entertainment, 是来娱乐的，来fun的。
How many of God's children come to church to have fun, to enjoy themselves, to entertain themselves?
弟兄姊妹，有一次我对弟兄姊妹说，你们要分吗？你们要分到 Six Flags.
I remember once I said to you that, brother and sister, you want to have fun, go to Six Flags.
More flags, more fun.
More flags, more fun.
教会呢，不是来享受，不是来追求fun的。
And you do not come to the church to seek fun.
是的，神的家有喜乐。
Yes, there is joy in the house of God.
这个喜乐从哪里来
？But where does this joy come from?
这个喜乐是从我们灵里面来的。
It comes from our spirit.
神的国不在乎吃喝，在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的那个喜乐。
The kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking, but in joy, in righteousness and peace, and the joy of the Holy Spirit.
不是外面的刺激兴奋。
It's not our external.Of stimulus, excitement.
不是那些音乐，那些乐器，那些 contemporary Christian music 给我们带来的兴奋，带来的快乐，这是外面混的，身体上的，一下子就过掉了。
It's not a joy excitement from contemporary music instruments. That is the joy from the soul. It vanishes away very soon.
今天教会，今天神道人就在那里追求这些，看重这些。
But exactly, this is why the church, God's people.Are seeking after today. Brothers and sisters, only God's word will give us this joy. Psalm 19 says, Your word rejoices my soul, the word with power from the Holy Spirit.
耶利米说，我得到你的话语像食物吃下去，你的话就是我心中的喜乐。
Jeremiah says, Your word is found by me, and I take it in as the joy of my soul.
以赛亚55篇说，你们要今天来听，你们就吃美物像肥甘，心中喜乐。
Isaiah 55 says, Come near, and you will receive joy in taking the good things.
你们近前来这儿听，你们就必得活。
Come near to hear, you shall live.
我们就活过来了。
And we're quickened.
弟兄姊妹，不是让这些东西来刺激兴奋我们的。
brothers, we do not need the external things to stimulate us, to spur us.
我要讲这个朝鲜的教会, 为什么我对朝鲜教会这么清楚?
Now, once again, I want to mention the churches of Korea. Why is that I know so very well of all Korean churches?
因为我办公室就是教会里面一个办公室, 一个TV里面, 一共五个电台, 真的说五个电台, 有三个是韩国教会的电台。
Because the TV in my office at my church, it has five channels and three of them are Korean ones.
这个因为一个弟兄姊妹大概也是你爱心吧, 就给我买了, 我对他讲我不要TV, 我没有TV, 我根本一点没问题。 哎,他说你看看新闻啊, 看看这个天气预报啊, 还是需要的了, 他,
A brother out of love bought the TV for me, and I said, no, I don't need the TV. But he said, you still need it. You can watch the news and the weather, so he just put it in my office.
所以我也没有装这个 cable, 也没有装这个 antenna, 就正规的那个 antenna, 我就是叫一个弟兄也是很爱心, 他说我给你装一个最简陋的, 那个 antenna 很短的就是, 所以他真能收几个电台, 其他都收不到的。
So I did not buy any cable, but a brother out of love again put on just a very short antenna for me, so I could receive few channels.
有时候有时候没有有时候清楚有时候也不清楚。
Sometimes the image is grainy, sometimes it's clear.
但是几个朝鲜电台 这个转播这个教会的, 非常清楚。
But somehow all those the Korean churches the channels are so clear.
我觉得也不错, 所以有时候没有事我就打开 这个朝鲜的channel, 有些是音歌, 这个诗歌也, 有时候也是很好的诗歌, 圣, 正是圣诗了, 这个非, 非常优美的圣诗, 在大多数的时候, 他们转播, 他们教会的实况。
Therefore, sometimes when I'm not busy, I'll turn the TV on, and the TV will show the multitude singing hymns, wonderful hymns, but most of the time, they just broadcast the messages.
哎呀, 有一次我, 经常的我打开, 有一次,哎呀, 都是大的 Mac Church, 朝鲜的都是大教会。
Often when I turn on the TV, I just saw all these the mega churches in Korea.
都是上千上万人的。
Tens of thousands of thousands, 10,000 of 10,000 people.
哎呀, 你看起他们的讲台, 这个讲台大概是比他大10倍的可能不止。
And you would see their pulpit probably 10 times bigger than this one.
都是要去。 要气啊,
full of musical instruments.
这个都有这个所谓的这个什么光啊，这个用这个 spotlight 这东西，这个舞台上面的那束光啊。And
also they would put on all the spotlights on the stage.
哎呀，你在哪里你就看到分不清这个到底是教会呢，还是这个radio city 呢，还是这个 Lincoln Center。
So you can ask,
还是一个舞厅呢, 还是一个酒吧, 你分不清这个, 你看到这种药气啊, 这个摆设。
So you cannot tell from all the trappings of the church building, you cannot not tell whether this is a Lincoln Center or a Radio City, it's a dancing parlor or it's a bar.
哎呀, 有一次我打开了, 我看见, 哇, 这个讲台上面, 大概100多个诗班的人在那里, 男男女女的。
And one time when I turned on TV, I watched this choir. Over 100 people, men and ladies.
一个黑人。
And
有一个黑人是指挥的。
And African American was the conductor.
哎呀, 穿的是都是便装的, 这个很普通的这个 T-shirt, 从上跳到下同样的在指挥他们唱歌。
He wore this casual outfit, and he jumped around off and on the platform to conduct them.
啊,
shouted loud, yelling.
他们唱什么？一句话很简单的, I thank you, O Lord. I thank you, O Lord. We are just thank you, O Lord. 就这么一句话唱半个小时。
They all sang the same verse. Thank you, O Lord. I thank you, O Lord, for half an hour.
他们不知道他们在 thank you 什么东西。
But I don't know what exactly what they are thanking the Lord for.
我向他们说 thank you 就是这个 music， 这实在是还要兴奋啊，都听到那些贝斯那些鼓啊这个锣啊在那里敲，哎呀好多男男女女都手放在上面，哦就变这个样，我就好陶醉啊，沉醉沉溺在这个音乐的里面啊， I thank you I thank you， 半个小时啊，
so for,
下面也是上面也是，
so for half an hour I suppose they are so thankful for all the musicAnd, they are so mesmerized with all this excitement of the people, whether on the platform or sitting in the pews, putting their hand to their heart, simply enjoying themselves.
好了，半个小时过去了，你不要说了，接下来一个节目精彩了。
Then after half an hour, there's something more exciting.
三四个这个年轻人都穿着红衣服，红的。
About 30 to 40 young people, all with red, outfit.
哎呀，在那里跳舞啊
！They were dancing.
你知道他们跳什么
？Do you know what they what kind of dance
Michael
they did?
Michael Jackson 的舞啊
！Michael Jackson's dance.
哎呀，你看这脚啊、手啊，就像这打猴拳一样。
So you see their hands and their feet jockeying, moving. It's like they are doing some Chinese martial art.
但是还不那么灵活，还没有 Michael Jackson 那么灵活了。
However, they were not that flexible as Michael Jackson was.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天教会的敬拜赞美，你知道吗
？Brother and sister, this is today's worship and praise in the church. You know it. This is so widespread.
你看看，你们可能没有看见，我现在看这个朝鲜电视，我经常看见这些排场啊。
Probably you do not see all this, but it's so prevalent today.So often that as I see the Korean church broadcast with all this trapping.
今天台湾就是到韩国去取经，就是把这些敬拜赞美带到台湾。现在台湾大部分的教会都是这样。
And today Taiwan is going to Korea to follow after them and bring the same pattern back to Taiwan.
不但是台湾，东南亚的教会今天非常普遍。这个敬拜赞美就这种样子
Not only in Taiwan but also it seems so prevalent even in all the South Eastern Asia
今天美国还没有那样普遍
It's not as prevalent today in the States yet
弟兄姊妹这是敬拜吗
Brothers and sisters is this so called worship
就是把整个敬拜把它玷污了
It actually has defiled all the entirety of worship.
扭曲了敬拜的真正的本意。
Distorted the true meaning of worship.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们敬拜神应当存着怎样一个敬畏虔诚的心来敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, as we worship God, what kind of reverence and godly fear should we hold to worship Him?
我们能够像这样的样子，这样的穿着来敬拜神吗？
Can we worship God with this kind of apparel?
我们的神是这个样的吗
Is our God like this?
我们没有看到我们神是何等的圣洁
We see how holy our God is
今天多少的教会是 contemporary church
Today so many churches are simply contemporary churches
多少的 music is contemporary music
How much of their music is contemporary
今天传的福音等会我也讲都是 contemporary
And the gospel message that they preach, I want to mention this later on, is also contemporary.
这都是 contemporary worship.
And it's all contemporary worship.
弟兄姊妹，你们不要看见这个世俗的那个危险呢。
Brothers and sisters, do you see all the danger from this secular activity?
所谓的这个 contemporary 就是随从世俗的风俗的。
Now this contemporary simply means you follow the custom of the world.
今天你到舞厅里也酒吧也好，这个 disco 也好，都是用这些音乐的 contemporary 音乐。
Today, when you go to a bar or go to a dancing parlor to disco, they all use this kind of contemporary music.
以弗所第二章说：“你们不要随从今世的风俗。”底下一句什么话
？Now in Ephesians 2 we read that do not be conformed to the custom of the world. What does the verse continue to say?
从前我们是随从今世的风俗，顺服执政的、掌权的、管辖冤案世界的，就是在我们里面控制我们灵的那个灵。
Before, we used to follow the spirit that controls the world, that is, follow the spirit of the prince of the air, which controls our hearts.
谁从今世的风俗同顺服空中掌权的是连在一起的。什么时候你随从今世的风俗，你就顺服那个掌权的。
This following the custom of the world and this following the prince of the air, they are connected. Whenever you follow the custom of the world, you will fall under the power, the control of the prince of the air.
世俗永远是杀伤教会最厉害的武器。
World is always the most lethal weapon to the church.
什么时候教会引进这些东西，你就看到这个教会就完全失败，完全跌倒，完全失去它的见证。
Whenever the church has ushered in this kind of worldliness, then you know the church has totally fallen and failed.
我们敬拜神。
As we worship God,
存着虔诚敬畏的心。
We need to have this reverence and godly fear.
弟兄姊妹，到底什么叫敬拜？今天没有时间同你们交通这个字。
Brothers and sisters, exactly what is worship? Today I do not have time to share with you on this word.
我想我很简单地提一提。
But very briefly, in passing, I want to say this.
圣经里第一次出现的这个字，那就是成为以后的那一件事的那个原则，那个 principle。
The very first time the word worship appears will become the very principle of this worship matter throughout the whole Bible.
我们知道敬拜第一次在哪里出现？
Where did this worship first appear?
弟兄姊妹，敬拜什么时候圣经里第一次出现这个字？
Brothers and sisters, do you know where did this word worship first appear in the Bible?
弟兄姊妹，有谁能回答？
Beloved, any of you can answer this?
我们看这个敬拜，敬拜。
Now, the word worship.
明白不明白到底什么叫敬拜？
Worship, when it first appears in the Bible, as it, the same word we have seen so many times. But do you understand it? What is worship?
今天把worship to music, 把它等同了。
Today,
敬拜就是music, music就是敬拜。
Today we equate music with worship as though worship is music, music is worship.
好像敬拜没有 music 就不是敬拜。
As though without music, worship is not worship.
所以我们一定要好好地明白，我们很简单的、很原则的看看什么叫敬拜到底。
Therefore, we need to understand this thoroughly, very simply. We just want to point out what is the worship.
我们就能够分辨到底今天他们所讲的敬拜赞美到底是不是个真的是个敬拜。
In order to discern today as so many worship and praises are popping up, we need to tell them apart.
我们知道创世纪第二十二章。
Now, Genesis chapter 22.
我们知道那一次是亚伯拉罕带着以撒到玛利亚山上去献给我们的耶和华神。
That's the time when Abraham brought his son Isaac to the Mount Moriah to offer Isaac to God.
亚伯兰带着他的儿子以撒，带着他的仆人，带着驴，他们就上了山。
Therefore, Abraham brought his son donkey, and together they went to the mountain.
走了一段路，亚伯兰对他的仆人和说：“你们同驴在这里等一等，我同这个童子了，就 boy 就是以撒。”我们要到那个山上去拜一拜，我们要去哪里去敬拜。
And after a while of the journey, Abraham said to his servants that, wait here, the lad and I will go to the mountain to worship God.
弟兄姊妹，这叫敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, this is called worship.
什么叫敬拜？
So what is worship?
把你最好的、最好、最宝贝的奉献给神。
That is simply to offer to God your very most precious and best thing. This is called worship.
不保留给自己。
Without anything being held back for yourself.
这就是罗马书第十二章第一节到第二节所讲的那个敬拜和侍奉。
And this is what Romans 12 says about the service, the worship.
把你的身体献上，当作活祭。
Present
这些的神所喜悦的，我们如此侍奉是理所当然的。这是一个 spiritual intelligent worship and service.
Present your body as a living sacrifice, which is wholly acceptable to God. This is your reasonable, intelligent worship.
不是外面的一个动作，不是外面的一种情感的东西，完全不是。
Not some outward activities or external emotions. None of this.
弟兄姊妹，是我们一种心态对着神。
Brothers and sisters, this is your attitude toward God.
我们应当怎么尊敬他、敬重他、听从他、顺服他，把自己完全献给他。
How should we honor him, venerate him, revere him, offer ourselves to him? Habakkuk chapter 2 says, the Lord is in his temple, that all people hold their peace, be silent. This is worship.
在我们的中间
The Lord is in our midst.
我们都要肃静
We shall be quiet. Hold our peace.
这是一种心态对着神的心态
This is the kind of right mind attitude toward God.
我们怎么能够随便的这样的在哪里唱在哪里跳
How can we simply sing and jump so casually before him?
我们怎么能够唱这些世俗的歌
How can we sing all these secular songs?
我们怎么能够用这么多的药器像的舞厅里面的一样的我们来赞美神
How can we worship and praise God with so many instruments just like in a dancing parlor?
一个琴就够了
With one piano, that's enough.
你的根据在哪里
Now where is the foundation of my saying?
没有时间同你们讲你去大大启示录里面五次六次讲到敬拜二十四位长老四个活妇，他们是怎么敬拜这位坐在宝座上被杀的羔羊的
Now I don't have time to share with you today on this, but take a look at in Revelation for five or six times, the 24 elders, how did they fall down and worship God?
这是一个新约的敬拜。
This is the new, worship in New Testament.
是现在的敬拜，也是将来的敬拜。
And this is today's worship. It should be the worship to come.
只有一次。启示录十五章，他们唱摩西和羔羊的歌，他们听见琴的那个声音和他们唱歌的那个声音，没有任何的药器，只有一个琴，只有一个琴，只有一个琴。
Only in chapter 15, when it speaks of the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, they use harp, the sound of the harp, but that appears just once.
这些歌只有被买赎的人。能够唱这样的新歌，这是一个新的歌，是一个圣的诗，只有他们会唱。
And this is a new song, a holy hymn. Only those who are redeemed are able to sing it.
你看看今天他们所唱的诗歌，我刚刚讲的 contemporary 诗歌，几句话的诗歌，不但是这些所谓的基督徒，所有不信的人，他们都在那里唱，都在那里跳，他们都在那里兴奋。所以，可见的不是音乐里面的歌词叫他们兴奋，是哪种音乐的哪种气氛叫他们兴奋起来。
Take a look at the contemporary songs with few verses. All the people are excited or roused up. So apparently, it's not the verses, it's the music that stirs them up.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天教会的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is today's condition of the church.
荒宴醉酒。
Drunkenness and revelry.
就像吃醉酒一样的在哪里放纵放肆啊。
They are just like drunkards, indulge themselves so recklessly.
我再说神在这里。
And let me say it again, God is in our midst.
你看见吧，雅各逃避以扫出来了以后，在旷野里面，他睡觉，摆块石头，结果他，我们知道他做了一个梦。哎呀，他醒过来说，哎呀，真是可畏啊，神竟然在这里，我竟然不知道啊，这是天的门，这是神的殿，这是神的殿。这是天的门，是一个可畏的地方。
And,
我们当怎样的圣洁来侍奉他，敬拜他。
As Jacob fled from his brother Saul into the wilderness, he realized that how awesome this place is. This is none other than the gate of heaven. This is the house of God. So how holy and with the heart to fear God should we be?
只有这个歌，那些歌，我们能够唱。你看啊，十字架，十字架，永远是我的荣耀。弟兄姊妹，这些歌，那些不信的人会里面激动的唱这个歌吗？不可能的。即我们这些埋首的蒙恩的儿女，我们能从心底的里面、圣灵的里面感动出来唱这个诗歌。
The song we should sing is the cross be my glory." Brothers and sisters, would non-believers be excited about this song to sing it? No, only all of us who are redeemed, who are holy, are able to sing this song to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天的信息是什么信息？悔改，悔改，悔改。
Brothers and sisters, what is today's message? Simply repent, repent, again repent.
为什么今天的教会这种光景竟然没有人什么提出来，觉得有意见？有反对的意见，这么多的人，上万的人，几十万的人，这些教会里的人，他们都是那样的兴奋，那样的高兴，那样的欢迎这些 contemporary 的 music, contemporary 的 worship, 为什么？
Why did today nobody ever pose any objection to all this kind of prevalence conditions that in all the churches everybody is so excited and so high on the contemporary music? Why?
问题的祸根是在哪里？今天没有时间讲了，已经快到了，我今天可能多站个五分钟。我们传的福音没有叫人悔改。
Who is the culprit today? I don't have time to share on this. I'm over time already, but I want you to know that today as we preach the gospel, we do not tell them to repent.
今天的福音去听一听，没有悔改。
As you listen to today, the message of the gospel, no repentance.
连罪都不会提的。
They don't even mention the problems of sin.
今天这些 contemporary 的 gospel 非常的欢迎人啊。
And today's contemporary gospel is so welcomed by all.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么要信耶稣？信耶稣，我们就能够有一个满意的、满足的一个生活，能够心灵里面就平安，就能够喜乐，有病的就能够得到医治，工作就能够顺利。
Brothers and sisters, why do we need to believe in Jesus? Is it because our hearts would be satisfied with joy and peace? Our work will be wonderful? Isn't this the kind of message that's being spread about the gospel?
所以我们可以产生出许许多多没有真正重生的基督教徒。
That's why there are so many Christians who have never been born again.
这些人都成了闲杂人，你知道吗？什么叫闲杂人？就跟出埃及，他们出埃及的时候，有很多的闲杂人跟着他们出来的。
And this is what the Bible calls a mixed multitude. All these people left with Israelites out of Egypt.
这些人在教会中间会越来越多。
And this church will abound with all these people more and more.
这些闲杂人喜欢什么，你知道吗？
What do these mixed multitude like?
你看他们在旷野里发怨言的，其实都是这帮人在带头发怨言。哎呀，我们没有，不要吃玛纳，玛纳吃了厌了，厌了腻了，不能活了。我们再吃玛纳，不能活下去了。我们要吃那些葱啊、蒜啊、韭菜啊，这个，还有不出钱的那些肉啊，这个鱼啊。不出钱的鱼啊肉啊。
These people took lead in the wilderness to complain against God, saying, we're sick of this manna. We don't want to eat it anymore. We want to eat garlic, leeks, meat without any price we could give them.
这都是埃及世界的那些东西啊。
All these things are related to the world, in Egypt's world.
哎呀，今天你看见吗？他们不要出钱到教会中间可以享受这首音乐 music, 可以叫他们兴奋，可能跳，你到舞厅里去每一杯茶就要$50啊。
So today, likewise, people go to church, they don't have to pay a penny, and they just enjoy all the music and dancing, as opposed to if you want to go to dancing party, you probably pay $50 for a cup of tea.
大概$50，我没有去过啊。
Maybe it's $50, I've never been there.
我没得救的以前，我是经常去这个舞厅的。
Before I was saved,
我姊妹也很喜欢跳舞。
Before I was saved, I just loved to dance. I often visited those places, and so did my wife.
哎呀，你到这个舞厅里面去泡一杯茶，好多钱呢。
And at that time, if you went to a dancing parlor, it just cost you a lot of money to even have a cup of tea.
今天你到教会不要花钱啊。
However, today you come to church, you don't pay a penny. You can have fish and meat. To your full.
不要听神的话，我不要听神的道，不要听神圣的道理。
I don't want to hear the word of God. I don't want to hear the sound doctrine.
哎呀，这是今天教会的光景。
This is exactly today's church's condition.
所以今天教会中间是充满着这些闲杂人的，因着这个福音所产生的那个后果。
And the church is full of these mixed multitudes, and this is the outcome of the gospel we preached.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天的信息就是要悔改。Beloved,
today's message is repent.
我们怎么能够见主？
How can we see our Lord?
我有一次在祷告中，里面非常难过，看见这些教会的光景。At
one time, as I was praying, my heart was so grieved as I saw the conditions of the church.
我那一天看见朝鲜这教会到后来跳这种舞，哎呀，我马上就把它关掉。我就主啊。 我里面正是里面有点愤恨，我说主啊，你为什么不审判？
On that day when I watched the TV, seeing all the Korean church people dancing and jumping, and I turned off the TV immediately, and then in my heart I had this wrath, this anger. Lord, why don't you judge?
我正想以利亚这个那时候门徒。 这个对主说要把火降下来把他们烧尽啊
Just as Jesus' disciples one time told Jesus, Lord, send down the fire to devour them.
当时你看见拿大亚比乌不是献上燔火，燔火就所施的火，不是那个祭坛上面的十字架的那个火，不是圣灵的火，在那里献给神，是用自己的这个香炉点上自己的香，结果怎么样被击杀。
And as you recall, Nadab, Abihu, they offer this profane, strange fire of their own, not a fire from God, and they lit the incense to worship God, and right away, they were stricken to death.
耶和华对摩西说，我在群经人中间要显威胜，在众人中间我要得荣耀。
And the Lord said to Moses, Before all those who come near, I should be regarded as holy. Among all people, I shall be glorified.
我的主说，你当初在地上的时候，你为什么到圣殿里面去，两次把那些买牛羊各自的买卖的人，你发这样大的火？今天你看见一点不火吗？ 你为神的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。今天你里面没有火烧吗？ 哎呀，我这样祷告，可能。
And I pray to the Lord, maybe it's not.
非常的火，盼望这个火不是我肉体的火，是神在我里面起来的火。I
pray to the Lord, and maybe it's not that proverb. And I said to the Lord, Lord, at one time you went to the temple twice. Each time you drove out all those who sold oxen and all the flocks, and you were so angry. Today, when you see all this, aren't you angry? Aren't you mad? And I recall Jesus said that the heart of God, the anxious for God's temple, for God Himself.
弟兄姊妹，多少神的儿女看着这种光景，好像里面无动于衷，这还不要去说他？难道说我们的主也是无动于衷吗？Brothers
and sisters, not to mention that all people seeing all this are so callous without any feeling, but is our Lord also so callous?
这种情况已经不是一天两天了，最少已经有差不多有十几年的时间，越来越严重，越来越多，越来越普遍。
This condition does not exist just for one or two days. It has existed over a decade, and the situation will become even more widespread.
并且这些教会是越来越兴旺，那外面看越来越兴旺，人越来越多，他的堂越建越大，越建越大，这不是神的祝福吗？他们认为这就是神的祝福，正是因为我们在这里看重、敬拜和赞美啊！哎呀，神啊！
And outwardly speaking, these people, this church is becoming more and more prosperous, and more people. And how do you explain this?
主对我讲一句话。And
the Lord said this to me.
我得到了解答。And
I got this answer.
我非常满意这个解答。And
I'm so satisfied with the Lord's answer.
我想时间到了，没办法同你们交通。
Now, time is up. I'm not able to share any further.
弟兄姊妹，你们去想一想，神今天已经在那里审判。
Brothers and sisters, think of this. The Lord has begun His judgment.
审判要从神的家开始，已经在这里开始了。你知道不知道？
The Lord's judgment will begin at His house. He has already begun His judgment. Do you know this?
我们下次再讲。
We will share until next time.
我们提出祷告。
Your half hour, please. Let's pray.
主啊，你存到永远，你的宝座存到万代。
Lord, you endure all generations, so does your throne.
求你使我们回转，我们就得以回转。
Return us so that we will return.
复兴我们像古时一样。
Revive us as in old days.
只有你能够叫我们复兴。
Only you who will be able to revive us.
只有你能够叫我们回转。
Only you who will turn us to you.
为着你的名，为着你的仇敌。
For the sake of your name and for the sake of your enemy.
给我们一个悔改的心。
Give us this repentant heart.
我们知道主你来的日近了。
We know that the day of the Lord is at hand.
让我们脱去爱美的行为。
Let us cast off the works of darkness.
让我们带上光明的兵器。
Put down the armor of light.
我们能够穿戴基督。
So that we could put down Christ.
我们不再为肉体安排，去放纵自己的私欲。
No longer do we make provisions for all the flesh to fulfill its lust.
主，你用这么重价买了我们，你是这样的爱我们。
Oh Lord, you love us so much that we were bought at a price.
我们能这样的得罪你吗？
How can we sin against you in this manner? Oh, may the Lord also stir up our hearts through these words so that we will turn to you. Lord, you will forgive, you will have compassion. Oh Lord, you're anxious for the church as the fire burns. Give us the same mind. Oh Lord, before the light of your face on the way of the journey before your judgment, we wait for you.
主，求你来审判、检查、磨练我们。
May you judge, may you search, may you refine us.
主啊，你拆毁，你为了建造。
Lord, you destroy in order to build.
主啊，你破碎，为了要成全。
You shatter in order to perfect.
主，求你拆毁，求你毁坏。
Lord, destroy, pull down.
主啊，让你来建造，来栽种。
So that you would plant, you would build again.
你保守这里的教会。
Watch over the church in this place.
你保守各处。奉你名，真正的奉你的名聚会的。
And also keep all these those people in different places who worship in your name.
主，让我们存着个诚意清洁的心，我们在这里侍奉敬拜我们的神。
So with pure heart, we will serve, we will worship our God.
主啊，我们仰望你，我们等候。
Lord, we look unto you and wait for you.
啊，等候仰望你的，叫我们再次的重新得力。
He who waits for you, hopes in you, will be renewed once again in strength.
你的话叫我们心中的喜乐。
And your word will become the joy of our heart.
你的话能够使我们刚强起来。
Your word will be able to strengthen us again.
你的话能够使我们眼目明亮。
Your word will be will open our eyes.
你的话能够叫我们灵魂苏醒。
To quicken our soul.
引导我们走义路。
Lead us in the everlasting way.
让你在教会中并在基督里得着荣耀。
So that
世世代代永永远远。
So that in the church in Christ, you will be glorified throughout generations, now and forever. We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢。